Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Each spring and fall, LSU Ag Center horticulturists unveil Louisiana superplant selections for that season. And Gallardia Mesa series has been named a Louisiana superplant selection for fall 2014. The Louisiana Superplants program is an LSU Ag Center educational and marketing campaign that highlights tough and beautiful plants that perform well throughout the state of Louisiana. The Mesa series of Gallardia has been very impressive in several years of trials at the LSU Ag Center Hammond Research Station and has proven itself as a superior choice for Louisiana gardeners. The Mesa series comes in three beautiful colors, Mesa Peach, Mesa Yellow, and Mesa Bright Bicolor, which is a gold and dark red flower. The large 3-inch daisy flowers are produced in amazing abundance through an exceptionally long blooming season. These Gallardias do not get tall, loose, and floppy like so many Gallardias do. Individual plants are neat and mounded, reaching about 16 inches tall and about 20 inches wide. Their growth stays dense, mounded, and attractive throughout their long growing and blooming season. Shearing back the old seed heads when flowering finishes is all the pruning that's needed. The compact habit makes them adaptable to smaller space gardens and containers. When planted near the edge of a container, they'll cascade down the side, producing a waterfall of flowers. We've traditionally planted Gallardias in the spring, but the versatile Mesa Gallardias are being promoted for planting in the fall. An October planting allows these Gallardias to really show off what they can do. Planted in the fall, Mesa Gallardias will begin flowering in October and flower through November and into December. The plants are winter hardy and will not be severely damaged by any winter freezes that we might have. In mild winters, you might even see a few flowers through the season. The advantage of fall planting really becomes apparent in the spring. The flower performance of fall-planted Gallardias in the springtime is amazing. The well-established, robust plants will cover themselves with blooms all through the spring and into the summer. Blooming plants can also be planted in the spring or early summer, and when planted then, they'll bloom beautifully over the long, hot summer months. Now, you might even notice that if you plant Gallardias in the fall, or if you wait and plant them this coming spring, that after blooming all through next summer, they seem to be reviving a bit as the weather cools down in the fall. Shear them back, and they'll likely produce a whole nother season of bloom. Now, this is because these Gallardias are actually short-lived perennials. The Mesa Gallardias are not true annuals that die at the end of their season. They may keep on growing and blooming for an extended period of time. A couple of years will not be unusual. You want to plant your Mesa Gallardias into well-prepared beds in full sun. They need good drainage, so raised beds are really recommended. Fertilize them at planting with a slow-release product, and then repeat the fertilization as needed through the season. These plants are drought-tolerant and will not need constant irrigation in the summer. They're not prone to insect pests, and the bright flowers of Gallardias are rich in nectar that will attract butterflies. Look for Mesa Gallardia at area nurseries and garden centers. They should be showing up in the next few weeks. Get them planted in the ground. Don't miss out on using these colorful, dependable native flowers to brighten your flower beds this fall and into next summer. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.